True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I was waiting for a beat drop or something. I didn't get anything special out of this rejoin from Stiz. WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Ted Johnson. A lot of Drake May talk all week long. It's been kind of Drake May week here. In Patriot Nation,
I think a lot of us were expecting a different game from
so
Drake.
You're kind of disappointed.
You know what? I was a little let down. I was hoping for more, but I mean, based on what I'd seen and heard all through training camp, I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I was hoping for a big jump. I thought there would be just some of the stuff that was in his game not there, but a lot of the stuff that was in his game last year is still there. The footwork, the antsy pants in the pocket. You know, bailing on a clean pocket. He had the sixth most time to throw of any quarterback in the NFL last Sunday, and you wouldn't think it. You would think that he was being bombarded the whole game, and that wasn't the fact. So there's got to be a little bit more of a calmness in his game if he's going to take the next step.
I'll give you another stat that's disappointing as to that week. I'll go next level Dan Ball nerdery. He scrambled three times and had a negative EPA. He had an EPA of negative one. Second worst in the NFL, basically on all scrambles, behind Burrow, who was assaulted by Myles Garrett and the Browns all second half long. They only had 7 net yards. So that's out of 32 quarterbacks, by the way. He was the second worst scrambling quarterback, which means he either didn't find his lanes and gaps, ran into trouble, or both.
Well, no, I think some of that was, and originally I thought it was a good thing when I was watching it unfold in live time. He was sliding early. He seemed like he was being cautious. There was a couple early slides.
Yes.
And I don't know how that plays into the expected EPA crap. He definitely slid 3 yards before he could have.
Correct.
Could have picked up another 3 yards. So I'm guessing that hurts the formula there, which again, I originally sort of took as a positive, like he's being smart. He knows how valuable he is. He's doing the Jalen Hurts, because Jalen Hurts does that. He slides earlier than he has to until it's a touchdown, until it's a first down that he's trying to get. And then when I watched the rest of the game, it was almost like that played into the don't do this, don't do that, the thinking that I think was going on, including get your ass down. Don't even think about getting hit if you scramble. And I think that's what we saw on Sunday. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chris in New Hampshire. What's up, Chris?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, you're all wonderful.
Thank you.
And Ted, previous caller said you're a legend. Indeed, you are.
Oh, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
So earlier today, I was watching the Colin Cowherd show, and he had Tom Brady on. That's why I was watching it. And at one point, Colin said on Caleb Williams, do you give him until Thanksgiving and see where he's at and then pull the plug? And Tom Brady then proceeded to give a clinic on quarterbacking in the NFL. He said, quarterbacks get rated But offensive coordinators don't get rated. Quarterback coaches don't get rated. Offensive line coaches don't necessarily get rated. He really went in depth on all that stuff and how all those factors play into what a guy can do on the field. And you think about that, you know, when sucky teams have the first, second, third pick, they're picking great players, they think. But then who are they getting for coaches? So it might be a little early to beat up on Drake May, which isn't necessarily what everyone is doing, but kind of they are.
Thanks for the call, Chris. That audio you alluded to, we actually had in the holster for odds and ends. So stick around. We'll hear a little bit about Tom Brady talking about young quarterbacks and quarterback development.
It's tough because we have a show to do today. We got to, tell you what we saw.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving up on the kid, but does it sound like it's harsh critiques? Yeah, I was hoping to get a little bit better performance than I got in week one.
And you said it, Ted. It's year two. It's not his rookie year.
We watched his rookie year.
We watched him not play initially. Then we watched him play and sort of the ebbs and flows of all that. This is year two. And fair or not, everybody has the word jump after year two. They're just like they go hand in hand in the football world. Year two, jump. And that's at every level, right? If you have a sophomore quarterback in college, any whatever, does some things as a junior year, you're expecting maturity, consistent, like settle into the role, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's no different with Drake May. And we didn't, if last week's game had been the first start of his career, I think we'd be more positive about it, don't you?
Behold, night and day different.
Okay, thanks. But it wasn't.
Different.
It was the first start of his second year.
That's correct.
Two different things.
Very much so.
Okay.
I'm grading him on a different curve this year than I did last year.
But I do want to ask aloud, I wonder what it would be like, and none of us are going to go find the tapes. I wonder how much panic was in the voices of Buffalo sports media week two of the 2019 season. Now, this was before the Patriots beat them early on. I wonder if they were like, well, we were told this kid was hyper-athletic and Daboll should have gotten to him by now. Again, halfway through that season is when Daboll unlocked Josh Allen. So that's why I preach patience. And I'm saying pump the brakes on the Drake takes.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fair. And when does the patience run out? When do you not hit the brakes anymore? That's up to each individual, right? We all see things and assess things and try to figure things out. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dave in Westwood. What's up, Dave? Dave?
Hello.
Hello, Dave. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, I think we really do have to pump the brakes. And realistically, being a football fan for many, 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 many years, you really have to step back and kind of let the whole thing evolve. Give everybody a chance to settle in because it's a brand new year with a lot of brand new stuff. But my point is this. I want to enjoy football, and I'm going to enjoy the little things in the Patriots season. But 2 days ago, I watched a 30 for 30 on the Buffalo Bills, and they went into detail in terms of their four successive Super Bowl defeats and all of the bizarre things that happened behind the scenes that I didn't know about. I am going to be pulling. My second favorite team this year is going to be the Buffalo Bills, and I'm going to be pulling for them to win it because I enjoy football, and Buffalo is my second best team.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
I think there's a lot of fans that think like that, if they're being honest.
That's the saddest thing we've ever heard. You're so bad, you've driven fans to root for the Bills.
Weird. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh, no. It's because Josh Allen is so likable.
You know what it is? That's what it is.
He is likable.
It's the Josh Allen effect.
But if you were good, you'd be competing with him, not rooting for him.
Of course.
Yeah, and then when he beats you in the wild card round, you say, well done, take a knee, hand him the sword, and wish him well. But right now, to some people, it's like all you got.
We've owned the Buffalo Bills around here.
Used to. Past tense. Yep. Used to.
Brady was 33-3 against them, for God's sakes. I think we had it pretty good.
It's one of those franchises that we just beat up on and collected Super Bowls and wins against them. So you kind of are like, I want to see the Bills win a little bit.
But you wouldn't think that if you were actually competitive.
That is correct.
And you're so non-competitive, you're not in the same conversation that you're rooting. And I'm with you. I root for Josh Allen. I love Josh Allen. Yeah. But that is that's a sad,
isn't that weird?
Sad
I would say it's
life.
More, it's an indictment. It's less sad. It's more just an indictment as to how things are right now.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Derek in Providence. What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's going on? First, I'd like to say you guys got to stop Cineglazing Josh Allen and joining the Bills Mafia. You guys are making me sick.
That was mostly Ted.
I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think that it's more Josh McDaniels being more conservative, throwing those stupid little swing passes, not letting Drake air it out, or do you think it's really Drake May who's struggling out there right now?
Thanks for the call, Derek. I think it's a combination of both. I think it's Drake May dealing with what Josh is giving him. People were right this week. Whether it's too much on the plate, it's about the melding together of the brain and the quarterback, the scheme and the quarterback.
Yeah. I would say those passes that were overthrown to start the game, those are on the quarterback. At the end of the day, if you rubber gun to head, I would say it's more on the quarterback. But I agree with you. It's a combination of both. You can see Josh's coaching coming out in him a little bit when I think he's pulling the ball down because he doesn't want to throw an interception. Or he's throwing those quick swing passes to the flat to Josh. That is like a perimeter run. So that's a Josh influence. But at the end of the day, I probably put more of the blame on the quarterback. Too many guys that were open. He was just missing.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely.
So, but the right answer is Andy's. It's a little bit of both.
We'll continue to take your phone calls about Drake May, and we'll play some of that audio we just alluded to, Tom Brady on the development of young quarterbacks in the current NFL. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.